Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
103.7 WEEI. This is Mark and Kitchen. Call the show at 401-737-1287.
You just have to embrace it, you know?
You just have to, you know?
Back here on the Martin Kitchen Show. 401-737-1287. Just embrace it.
Embrace it.
That's what you do.
It's the off-air discussion.
Okay.
Take of that what you will.
Sure. All right, listen. You know, I was thinking about this watching the games over the weekend.
Yep.
And I can't wait for the divisional round. Like, I love the divisional round. We'll get into the games. I want to know kind of what you're... I'm going to make a bet on the Rhode Island sports book in a little bit here. I want to know.
Oh, all right.
I want to know what you're thinking.
Okay. I'm glad you're making the bets because I'm not a betting man.
Yeah. You know what, though?
Yeah.
You should be. And I know it's like maybe not be responsible, but it like you watch the games like it's the Patriots because you're so invested.
You get into it.
And
yeah,
I'm like betting like $15. It's not like I'm betting hundreds of dollars. I've never done that once in my life, like where I put a big number there but and lost. But you're like, even if you have like a little on the game, for whatever reason, it means a lot.
Of course
you know,
it does.
And you just watch it differently. You watch it differently. So you're looking forward to it like it's a Patriots game, which, by the way, I miss so much. Like, I thought of that last week. Like, just a big playoff game. And I'm not talking about last year where you knew they were screwed and it's Mac Jones. Like, no. I'm talking about the real playoff games that we used to watch where it was like, you could go to the Super Bowl. You could shut up all the critics. Nobody believes in you. I can't wait to see how this unfolds. We talk about the matchup all week. I miss that so much.
Personal first world problems. Like,
yeah.
In January, I always had January blocked out for like covering Patriots playoff games.
Yeah.
And now here I am. I'm like, oh man, college basketball teams are on the road this week. Like, oh, hey, look. Hey, Friars are ranked. Friars
are
having a great year.
They're having a great year.
But they're on the road this week.
And they suck this
and,
week.
And, well, Marquette's good.
They always lose those games.
It's
hard on the road.
Winning in the road, like,
so
the
hard.
Best road win this year in the Big East was this past week. The team that's coming in here today, DePaul. DePaul beat Xavier.
I mean,
before that, nobody had really, like, won on the road. It was wild.
Look at UConn. They came in and looked awful here.
I know. They look really, it's really hard to win. Like they,
I'm watching that game. Now, obviously, I'm not watching a lot of, you know, as much as I love Dan Hurley, I'm not watching a ton of UConn basketball. People were talking about them like they're a national championship contender.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching them in that game being like, other than the kid Jackson, it's like,
they're lost right now. Yeah, they're searching.
Are they struggling right now, UConn?
They are. They're on a tough stretch here. By the way, did you cover, when you were doing TV still, you must have covered Tyler Kolick at some point, the kid from Cumberland. He's playing for Marquette, maybe. He might be in the conversation Big East Player of the Year.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd he go to high school?
Cumberland.
Cumberland High School?
He went to Cumberland, and then he went to St. George's.
Okay.
You know, down in the Middletown there. And then he went to George Mason his first year.
I don't think so. Remember, I've been gone 5 years.
That's true.
Like,
true. I know.
I've worked with Kitch longer than I worked with Yanni.
That's wild.
Isn't that nuts? I know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's fun. You know, you say that. I've worked with Ian at six longer than I worked with Ken Bell.
That's crazy.
Which is wild.
I know.
It happens. But yeah, he was great scorer at Cumberland, but he has become, Tyler Kolick has become a great setup.
How tall is he?
He sprouted a little bit. I want to put him at 6'2", maybe.
So he's not like a big guy.
No, he's not. Well, and he was a, you know, he's sprouted a
That's
little
interesting.
Bit.
All right, I really don't care. But like, listen,
it's great. It's a great discussion.
I'm happy for the local
cool.
kid. Yeah, that is cool.
It's pretty cool.
And Marquette, look.
But the bigger point
the
was
the road thing.
The bigger point was like this week I usually had this time was always blocked out for Patriots playoff games, and we get on the road and we're thinking about, oh, where could they play the AFC Championship? Right. Now it's like, well, you know, the college basketball teams are on the road. I'll go cover a couple of high school things that, you know, at night, whatever. But I'm like, wow, the schedule in January's not as bad as it used to be. But I miss it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I used to love being able to be like, oh, we got a playoff game this week. Oh, the Chiefs are coming in for the divisional round.
So much juice.
And then they could beat them. And then they're going to go to Denver for the AFC champion. Oh, or maybe we're going to Nashville or playing the Titans in Tennessee. Or maybe we're doing this. Oh, and we're thinking about, oh, the Super Bowl is, where's the Super Bowl this year? Phoenix. Oh, we're thinking about Phoenix. And we could be going to Phoenix. I'm talking to my management. We're talking about this or whatever. Like I said, first world problems. But like now it's just, you know, January. We're watching the games. It'll be fun to watch the games. But, you know, life is, you know, normal.
We got to go to another.
It's fine, but, you know.
No, I just think.
I miss the juice.
There's a difference between, like, even just making the playoffs and actually being a contender.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you've got to find a way. They've got to find a way back to that. And I do think there is a way back to that.
I agree.
Okay, but the problem is, the first thing you need to do is find an offensive coordinator. But after watching those games last week, I'm wondering how effective even doing that is going to be for this team, okay? Because they still need, the whole culture of the offense has to change. It has to, okay?
Yeah.
And in order for that to happen, the right personalities have to put that type of change in motion.
Yeah.
And even if you bring in the next offensive coordinator, I don't know if that's going to be able to happen, even if it's the best guy. When we get back, let's go to break. When we get back, I'm going to explain why I'm worried about that, and I want your reaction to that. This is the Martin Kitchen Show, 103.7 WEI. Nick Coit in for Ben.
Text and privacy policy in terms and conditions.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.